Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey everybody, we're feeling great, 'cause now me and Lacey are roommates.
Hey,
it's the Amber and Lacey and Amber show. Lacey, did you like that song?
Well, I hit the microphone and my headphones shot out of my ears, but yeah, I loved that song. It was actually positive. Everyone help Amber stinks.
Hey, I don't stink. I don't.
My new stinky roommate.
No. Doo-doo-doo.
No, she does not stink today.
Don't even stink that
smells
bad.
Great. Smells great.
I smell a little bit. No, I'm not going to lie. It's never perfect. It's never perfect, guys. Okay. Welcome to the Amber and Lacey and Amber Show. This podcast is a special, special time in all of our lives where we get to know a new friend through fun, games, laughter, good-natured ribbing, and a little bit of pressuring. So, Lacey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Guys, I just moved to New York. Now, we are in a tiny, I'm not going to say a tiny town, but maybe it is a tiny town to most, outside of Manhattan, and I love it. We're doing a good job. Amber, still living at the Cheesecake Factory daily.
Every day.
I can't change that.
Every day.
Trying to find a little, you know, jazz spot, and I'm not finding it. So Amber and I have just, you know, searching around town for new hangouts. That's been my thing.
Now, listeners, when you become a Black woman of a certain age, you're going to crave jazz.
It's so true.
I know it sounds crazy.
It's so true.
And you may be thinking to yourself, not me. Oh, buddy. Yes, you. Like freaking smooth jazz. You
Man.
Will be in a linen, all white linen, in a folding chair.
Mm-hmm.
In the park, listening to jazz on the green.
You wait till they turn that Cardi B song that you're listening into now.
Mm-hmm.
They play it on that saxophone.
Uh-huh.
You're not gonna want to listen to anything else.
It. Yep. It doesn't make any sense.
And Amber and I think we discovered that we were both doing this within like a year of each other starting.
Yeah.
She was like, "I have a confession to make. I'm listening to smooth." And I said, "I'm listening to smooth jazz." Sitting down in a park, bring your little chair. You're sitting in the sun. Jazz man's playing up there. It's embarrassing, but
there's
it's real.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. It's nothing you're, this is going to happen to you.
I'm sorry.
Try to fight it.
Yeah. So that's coming for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's one of the things you can look forward to, getting older. Another thing is you're going to get a little bit heavier. Okay. And there's nothing you can do about that.
I didn't want to believe it. Yeah.
Me either.
But me and Amber turn into some fat cats. Amber, what did we do the day I moved here? Where did we go?
We went to the gym and we bought gym memberships.
Amber, how many times have we been since we got the gym membership?
Thank you for asking. Zero times.
We've actually been negative times because I put Jim on the calendar.
She put it on the calendar.
I had to erase it.
Like once that day passes, you got it. You can't relive that day.
It's no time bad. Machine.
I'm sorry, but we're a little bit bad.
Guys, we're getting better though. We're going to change. You,
this is a promise to everyone in America. If you're in Canada, too fucking bad.
No. We're not promising Canada. Shit.
Canada shit. Y'all got it so fucking good. You don't even know. This is a promise. Starting the second.
of what? The second of what?
The second Thanksgiving is over.
Oh, I thought you meant the second of January.
No. Because I can't. I'm busy that day.
I am. This is what I think. I think during the month of December, I don't have a lot of work I have to do. And we are going to live at the gym.
Okay, everybody.
Buddy will be making gains. We'll be squatting cars. I don't know any Tonka. Gym terms.
She meant a Tonka truck. Tonka truck.
Okay, so Lacey used to be a bodybuilder.
It's so sad when you say used to
I'm
be.
I'm sorry.
I used
do
to be.
Do you want to get in a competition now? Because no. Neither do I.
No, I don't.
But we both used to be, and this is true, just cut as fuck. Fucking prison ripped. Truly, truly muscular people. We were.
Yeah.
We were.
It's easy to get it back. It really is. Our muscle memory. We'll get it.
I mean, you gotta find the muscles on
your arms. We've been living our best lives. And that's true.
That's true.
We've been eating and eating and eating.
Yeah. It's, we need an adult.
To come in here and be like, what? Stop it.
And you better be strong.
Because I like three dinners. I'm into three dinners now.
The thing is, if you could just stop eating at nighttime, but it's the night, the sun setting is what activates my hunger. If I didn't eat until nighttime, I'd be fine.
My eating is what activates my hunger. Once I eat, I can't stop. I'm like, I'll just have two more servings.
But guys, Lacey was always like this.
Always.
Always the eatin'est bug.
I think
the
I ate more. Mug. Yeah. Eatin'est. Yeah.
More than a grown man. And that's
more.
Not, way more.
More. You know when you go on that first date and you're like, don't be a pig. Don't be a pig. Because you don't want them to see how much you can eat. And I remember going on this first date and I had pasta and shrimp. And he had pasta and shrimp. And he was big, big dude. Not like fat, but just big, muscular dude. And he said, man, I could still eat. And he said, I know you probably couldn't. I said, man, I could still eat. So then we went to a second location and ordered steaks. And he said, oh my God, you ate that whole steak. I said, listen, guy, you said you could eat again. I told you what I wanted. That was a good date, man.
Wow.
We had two dinners and I was told I could have ate some more, but I was like, let's not be a pig. Yeah.
Dang, girl.
Yeah.
You're really good at eating.
Thank you. I tell people I'm a professional eater.
She really is.
I am.
I wish you could eat competitively, but there's nothing.
I would win.
All the competitive food that people eat is fucking disgusting.
It's terrible.
I don't want to eat 1,000 hot dogs.
No, but if you give me some pizza.
Fucking. Yeah.
Some pasta, some scrimps.
Some pizza, pasta, and oh no, I can't talk. Oh, that's okay. I'm only doing a podcast. Guys, thanks for tuning in today. Because if you don't, then what's the point? Today, we have a really special show. We have a guest who I love, and I think we're going to force him to love both of us.
He already loves me. What are you talking about? Does? Yes, thank you.
No, I don't want him to. Today's guest is a guy you're going to absolutely love. You want to know why? Because we already love him. His name is Gianmarco Ceresi, and we love him.
Sweet guy.
He's a sweet little baby.
He's my best friend.
What?
We grew up together in Italy.
What?
Yeah.
You grew up
with him? A lot
of
people don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not going to ask him if he speaks
don't
Italian
ask.
Because that's racist.
It is.
I really want to.
And he does.
Guys, I just made that up. I don't know.
Guys, we're terrible. But you're great. You want to know why? Because you tuned in. So hold on to your butts. because when we come back, we're going to meet Gianmarco. Yay!
Yay!
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everybody, we are in for a treat because today we get to spend time with our friend and we cannot wait to introduce him. So here goes. He's a very funny stand-up comedian with his stand-up most recently featured on Netflix's Verified Stand-Up. He's the host of the podcast, The Downside, with Gianmarco Ceresi. It's none other than Gianmarco Ceresi. Welcome to the show, Gianmarco.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Big fight on how to pronounce your name. Big fight.
Everyone I know, I get Scorsese a lot.
Yep.
All sorts of things. You did great.
I want it to be Scorsese. I don't want to lie to you.
Sure.
And that was what I was fighting for, and I was wrong. And because you exist outside of this podcast, I've called you Scorsese out and about in the world, and I'm sorry about that.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, whoever that is getting a lot of offers for corporate events. Good for him.
he's everyone's favorite stand-up, but I'm so sorry. Before we get to our first game, Gianmarco, what are all of your feelings?
Oh gosh, a lot of feelings. I think with holiday stuff coming up, I'm kind of navigating that. So there's a lot of feelings, resentment, stubbornness. That's where my mind is at.
Resentment. What are you resenting?
Well, I think what always happens, I always say they're going to have to come to me this year in New York. I travel for my whole living and I just want to stay put for a holiday. And then I always capitulate right in the last day. My dad will call and I'm like, okay, dad, I'll come home. But not this year. Not this year. So I'm fortifying myself to stay here.
They haven't called you yet. You might not be invited.
Listen, my dad will wait till day of. He'll wait till day of.
Gianmarco, you can come up to my house and you can have Thanksgiving here.
I'm flattered. That would be lovely.
You're invited.
100%. Now, it's probably just as far. where's your family at?
My dad's in Maryland, Potomac, Maryland. Very dull, very boring.
How would you get there? Drive a car?
I can't even drive. I have a driver's license.
Gianmarco.
I don't know how. I can parallel park once in 2006. That's all I'm able to do. And I'm fingers crossed for self-driving cars. Not a big Elon Musk fan, but I am hoping for him to nail that one aspect of his vision.
I mean, guys, wouldn't it be great? I would love a self-driving car.
We're 100 years behind. They've got to perfect that way more.
I know.
Yeah. They do it now in like San Francisco. You'll see, but
people are still getting into accidents.
And they had a problem. The people were making love in the cars.
Well, hey.
And so they had some kind of alert. Of course they are.
You said making love.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't sure. You know, I think I'm a cursor, but I have an inbuilt sensor until I'm given the go-ahead.
You can say fuck. We do not cuss here.
They were fucking in these cars. They were eating ass.
Sorry.
They were 69. It was nuts. It was...
not eating ass, but that is what Elon would want.
Yeah.
That is what he would have wanted. He did say that earlier. Gianmarco, thank you for telling us your feelings.
Sure. Anytime.
I really do think you should come up here if these people don't get their act together. Come up here. I'll send you the address. Okay, guys. On the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show, we subject our guests to an expert quiz where we take a subject our guest is an expert on and we quiz them. It's kind of right there in the title. Now, if we win, we are the cutest. If the guest wins, then they are the cutest. Gianmarco, we hear you know a lot about Broadway, but pre-2010.
It's very, because I went to college for musical theater and I was a musical theater boy. And then college really beat the joy and the love out of it for me. And I kind of dropped off.
What?
I really dropped off listening to musical theater. I felt pain when I watched it because I kind of wanted to be up there, but I was done. So I do think that my knowledge up to that point is pretty good for musical theater.
Oh my gosh. Does this mean you can sing?
I mean, I used to be able to, but I haven't taken voice lessons.
Give us a little song.
Okay. Let's see. I have often walked down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you
yay! And that towering feeling.
All right, good. Glad we have.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. What musical is on the street?
That is My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady, yes.
My Fair Lady.
And I did a musical theater camp. Patrick Wilson, who played that role on Broadway, he was there. And after like his master class, I said, Patrick Wilson, I sing this song sometimes. What do you think the character's objective is here? And he said, they were doing a scene change, so you just have to distract the audience from them doing the scene change. And I was like, that was such a big acting lesson for me that sometimes it doesn't have a fucking objective. You're just distracting people from things moving.
I know that's right. I'm doing the whiz right now, and buddy, I'm like stretch it out. Did you see on the Tonys, I think it was 2 years ago, during the In Memoriam, when Billy Porter sang On the Street Where You Live, but he sang it in a minor key, and he sang On the Street Where You Lived.
Oh my God, I did not see that, but I would love to see that.
I cried myself sick. It was so freaking good. I love that. That I would say On the Street Where You Live is one of my top 10 songs, best songs of all time. Favorite song.
It's one
of my absolute favorite songs. And that was the quiz. You win.
Hell yeah.
We're done. Okay. We got a quiz for you. And our producer, Becca, will take it from here.
Hello. All righty. Are you guys ready for 5,500 minutes?
Uh-oh.
How do you measure a Broadway fan? I don't know too many syllables. But let's see who knows the most about Broadway. But 2010 and pre.
I thought you were going to say 521,600 questions. But instead, you took a very different twist.
I should have said questions. That would have made more sense. But me deliriously writing, I didn't get there. I didn't
going to be here a long time.
Well,
are
you ready
are
for the first
good.
Question? It's kind of an easy one.
I'm so excited.
In which Broadway musical does Jack sing "There's a Giant in the Sky"? Is it A, A Little Night
beep.
Music? Oh.
Beep.
Is that how it works? Do I go beep?
Yeah,
in the woods.
I mean, there's no rules.
We got no rules.
The questions are different. They're not all multiple choice, but you got it.
All right, you got it. Into the woods.
No, everybody got it. Yay. Well, Lacey didn't get it. She didn't know.
I knew in my heart.
We'll give Lacey a half a point.
Half a point. Yeah. See how we play here? There's no rules.
Got it.
They gave me a point for thinking.
That's my nature. Immediately, I'm like, so how do I win this game 100%? How does everyone know that I am the victor? Okay.
All right. Next question, because I don't need to explain Into Woods. Y'all got it. Jeopardy style. Yep. This musical was one of the first Broadway musicals to center on a homosexual relationship.
What is? He's my mister and I'm his mister.
LaCaja Falls.
Oh.
Boom. I knew this.
Opened on Broadway in 1983. It broke barriers for gay representation on Broadway. It tells the story of a gay couple, George, the manager of a Saint-Tropez nightclub featuring drag entertainment, and Albin, his romantic partner and star attraction, and the farcical adventures that ensue with George's son, John Michael, brings home his fiance's ultra-conservative parents to meet them. The show's Act One finale, I Am What I Am, received praise as a gay anthem and has been widely recorded.
And it was the inspiration for what famous movie with Robin Williams and Nathan Lane?
The Birdcage.
Bonus point. Okay, that's a bonus point.
That gives us each
I get a half a point for answering his question.
That's how everyone got a bonus point.
Guys, you never know where a point's going to come from.
Next question. Can you guess a song that was added to Beauty and the Beast when Toni Braxton joined the Broadway production in 1998? And bonus, can you sing it?
100%. 100%. Let's think. Oh, I got it. It's just another sad beast, man.
I really thought that was going to be serious. No,
that's a song you just wrote.
Like crazy. Wait, though. We could figure this out. We can't. I can't.
A song that was added. Yeah, I don't know what would be added.
Do you want a hint?
Yeah, I do want a hint.
Changing it.
Wait. Is this from the movie?
No.
And the
just
play?
The Broadway just show?
Man, nobody knows. Joe Barco, did you see Beauty and the Beast on Broadway?
In 1998.
No, I didn't see it on Broadway. I saw like a community theater production in Maryland. So no, I don't know if they did the Toni Braxton remix of that one.
Well, it's not in there.
I'll give it to y'all. It is A Change in Me, which was written specially for Toni Braxton when the R&B singer joined the production in the role of Belle and has been included in the musical ever since. Yeah. So you probably have seen it.
Maybe.
And I can sing it for you because I cannot sing.
I can sing it. There's a change in me.
I mean, close.
We like to make up songs.
Probably.
And that sounds good.
There's been a change in me, a kind of moving on, though what I used to be, I still depend on. For now I realize that good can come from bad. That may not make me wise, but oh, it makes me glad. And then it goes on.
Oh.
So nice. Belle can't be wise?
Apparently not. I mean, she wasn't really wise for Love and the Beast.
All right.
Yeah, her she captor. Falls in love with her it's yeah.
Anyone you guys can are suffer harsh. From Munchausen syndrome. Is that
yes,
what it is?
Yes, that's Stockholm syndrome.
It's a little bit
Munchausen. Stockholm, you're yeah. right.
Beauty and the Beast is like, I can fix him if it was an entire musical.
Yeah. And he took my dad, but that's you great. Know.
And he took my dad.
He did. He put him in a dungeon. Right.
Yeah, guys.
Next question.
Don't delve too deep.
Which Broadway musical featured a helicopter on stage? Was it A, South Pacific, B, Miss Saigon, C?
Miss Saigon.
We got it.
Yay.
Woo-hoo. When most people think of Miss Saigon, two things come to mind. The wartime love story between Chris and Kim and the helicopter. The technical highlight of the show that evacuates the last Americans in Saigon from the embassy roof while a crowd of abandoned Vietnamese people look on in despair. That is Miss Saigon.
Really, that's the thing they remember? Because the thing that I remember when I hear Miss Saigon is a British white actor playing a Vietnamese person. That's the thing that I recall from that original production.
The racial injustice of Broadway. Big yikes. All right. Next question. Jeopardy style. The musical is the longest running musical in Broadway history.
Phantom of the Opera.
Chicago?
It is Phantom of the Opera.
Oh.
But I didn't give Lacey a chance to answer. Lacey, what would you have answered?
You did.
I know.
Didn't.
You just it's hard jumped on in both there. On one screen, so I'm like, y'all answered together. Normally, there's three screens.
That's okay. I'm giving myself half a point.
That's on me, and Lacey does get a half a point for that.
You skip Lacey. She gets half a point.
That's the rules.
Those are the rules.
But Lacey and Amber, let me ask you. So that production's pretty tired. It's Chicago has been on for a long time, but they do a lot of like, you know, guests come in for a week, 2 weeks. would you go in and do a role in Chicago? Would that be something you would do?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. If they had a role I could do. You know what I mean? Because there's Naked Lady number one and Naked Lady number two, and I do not care for that.
Hey. Then you could be the lawyer. They go everywhere with that lawyer. Everyone's played that lawyer.
I could be Billy Flynn?
Yeah, I mean, a lot. Like, yes. They've had Billy basketball Flynn stars. They Usher did Billy Flynn at some point.
That's right.
The guy from Seinfeld. Everyone's done Billy Flynn.
I want to be Billy Flynn. I don't want to be Mama. Sorry.
Sure.
It's not a good song. I don't care for that song. It's not fun. Mm. But oh yes, they both reach for the gun, baby.
That puppet song? I want to be the puppet.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. One of my favorites. I didn't think I wanted to be in Chicago, but now I know. I do.
Yay. All right. Next question. True or false? Harold Hill's profession in the music band is a gambler.
False. A gambler, no.
False.
He's a...
Yes.
In the music man? He's a gamp. He's selling them.
He's selling instruments, what's his name, right?
He's a music man. He's a what? He's a music man with a big trombone.
He's a grifter.
Okay, so Amber's got grifter. Lacey, do you have a theory?
He's selling fake instruments.
Y'all are all vaguely correct. Yes, he is a con man. Which is a grifter.
There you go.
The instruments are real. It's the teaching that's fake.
That's true.
Yeah, that's where he gets his money.
Exactly.
Getting them to buy those instruments. I think he's getting a cut.
It says, con man Harold Hill poses as a boys band organizer and leader, selling band instruments and uniforms to naive Midwestern townsfolk and promising to train the new band, then skipping town before the instruments arrive.
So, Gianmarco was wrong.
Well, yes. Excuse me.
I played it in eighth grade, okay? I know this role like the back. I can sing all the songs right now.
I mean, he's not a gambler.
Yeah. Yeah. Gianmarco said false.
No. I said he wasn't.
He didn't say he was.
The question was, true or false? Whatever, the music man was a gambler.
Oh, I thought the question was, what was he?
The question was false. And Gianmarco was right in the false.
I don't like
But
listening.
Y'all were more right because you said grifter. So there you go.
That's 20 points right there.
Sorry, I didn't know you added on to the true or false. I thought it was just one or the other. I was very upset at the revival of the show.
That's
because
true.
They had Hugh Jackman play the music man. And that's too good looking of a person to play.
Love
you
him.
Can't have good looking people play these parts. He goes into the library. Oh, why does Marianne fall in love with him? I know why. He's fucking Hugh Jackman. Give me a break.
He didn't need to be
a
grifter.
Give me a break.
He just had to be Hugh Jackman.
Exactly. Yeah, Hugh Jackman's not going to be a grifter.
He just gets to show
it.
Up and say, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You get to
Speaking
look at
of
me,
Hugh Jackman... Why is Jean Valjean imprisoned in Les Mis?
Because he stole bread.
Bread.
Stole bread. He did steal bread. It was multiple choice, but I knew y'all were just going to answer it. So I just let y'all go. But yes,
bread.
It says, it's set in 19th century France. Les Mis is the story of Jean Valjean, a French peasant, and his desire for redemption after serving 19 years in jail for having stolen a loaf of bread for his sister's starving child.
That's harsh.
Oh, good.
That Beauty and the Beast question was like a million times harder than... It was like, that was like the final level of Jeopardy. Like,
I know, some of these I scattered in and I was like, damn, this is kind of hard, but I didn't kind of do it in an order that made sense. I just... wrote them as I went. These next few, I'm like, is this one hard? I don't know. We'll see. What kind of gambling operation does Nathan Detroit run in Guys and Dolls?
A poker game?
Craps.
Horse racing.
Okay, we got one for horse racing.
The horse right
one for poker.
His name
one
is
for craps.
Paul Revere.
Are y'all ready for the answer?
Oh, actually, no. Wait. No. Horse racing, that's just the song. It's, Luck Be a Lady Tonight. I guess craps. Is it craps? Dice? Craps?
It's craps.
Craps.
Lacey and Gianmarco are correct. It's craps. Nathan is having difficulty finding a location for his notorious floating craps game due to police pressure from Lieutenant Brannigan.
Fun fact. So Nathan Lane, that's not his real name. He changed it to Nathan because his original name was already taken by Equity and he played Nathan in Broadway's Guys and Dolls. And that's how he got the name Nathan.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
You know everything. That's worth a point. That's worth an extra point.
He gets a point for that.
Okay, we got two more questions. Well, really one more question. The second one is kind of like a fun one. But Jeopardy style, which musical was an all-black cast broke the record for most Broadway performances?
The Lion King? Are there white people in Lion King? Probably.
I think so. I think Timon. Like Timon.
Timon, yeah.
going with the Wiz.
The
Porgy and Bess?
Yeah. Or the, I mean, I would the have Wiz. To guess Porgy and Bess. It's not The Wiz.
Yeah, that wasn't long, super long running. I don't think. Like nothing.
It's The Color Purple.
Okay, so we're saying The Color Purple.
Porgy and Bess.
Porgy and Bess. Are you saying Porgy and Bess?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. None of y'all are right.
Oh, give us a
what
hint.
What was it?
It's Shuffle Along.
Shuffle Along. What years was that?
Shuffle Along premiered on Broadway in 1921 and marked the first full-fledged Broadway musical with an all-black cast, playwright, composer, and lyricist. The show was a hit, running for a then-record 484 nights on Broadway. It launched the careers of Josephine Baker, Adelaide Hall, Florence Mills, Freddie Washington, and Paul Robeson, and became such a hit it caused curtain time traffic jams on West 63rd Street.
Yay!
Wow. And hell the yeah. final now bonus question. Everyone has to sing a song from The Wiz. Are y'all panicking?
Sure, sure. That's what people want to see from me.
I wrote The Wiz.
I'm like, Amber, The Wiz.
I'm ready. Okay. I want to go last. I'll go.
It's second? The song.
Okay, everybody knows.
He's on down. He's on down. Rude.
Sing it with me, John Marco. I know you're going to choose that one.
If you, what's it? If you can't, come on. He's on down. He's on down, down the road.
Good job.
Amber, go.
Now, I am writing The Wiz. It's touring America right now. It lands on Broadway in March of 2024.
Amazing.
In our version of The Wiz, we have an extra song, a trunk song from the original Wiz that goes like this. I wonder, wonder why. Do, 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 do. He laid this trip on me. Do, 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 do. It's Wonder, Wonder Why. And it's a song from The Wiz. And it's really cute. And Dorothy sings it in her Yo, always lost
good
moment.
Job.
Good job, Amber. Hey.
Okay, now move on. Yay. I feel like everyone. Oh, Marco crushed it.
You know he beat us.
Very one.
This man was adding facts in and all that.
Which yeah. is what we love. That's why you're the expert. And this was your expert quiz.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. John Marco won. And that makes him the cutest. Okay. It's time for us to take a quick break. And while we're doing that, we need you to multitask. Keep listening. Check out and make sure that you watch John Marco's Netflix special and his podcast, The Downside Pod. Okay. We'll be right back.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
All right, we are back.
We're having a great time getting to know you, but now we want to look deep inside your soul and learn something about you that you love a lot. This segment is called Can You Stand It? And it's a time where we tell everyone about something we've got or something we've just learned about recently that we love so much that we just can't stand it. So is there something that you've discovered? You know.
Like, Lacey, do you have one?
I do. And it's a gross Can You Stand It?
Now,
one of my really good friends, Mickey, she's out there. She's listening. She loves sports. You know I don't care about sports at all. And I just happened to see something about her favorite quarterback, I think he is, Patrick Mahomes, does not wash his underwear. And he wears it on game day. And the only time he washes it, I think, is if they lose. This has disturbed me. This is something you hear about, like you'll see it on a sitcom and it's silly. People are actually out there with their lucky underwear. And I'm disturbed by this. And if I ever see him, he's in a million commercials. He's in Subway. He's in all, and I just see him and think about the underwear.
I feel sad.
That's gross. And if he's doing it, everybody's doing it. Everyone's out there. Your drawers are going to stink anyway. You're running around. You're sweating. But if you've won four times in a row, guys,
it's not worth it.
You've got to see a doctor. Something's going to happen to you.
That's really all I've terrifying. Got,
guys. And I'm sorry I shared that. Hope no one's eating out there. But these are issues, okay?
John Merkel, how many times have you worn the same underwear in a row?
I mean, I, you know, in a crisis, I'm on the road. I underpacked maybe the next day, but not a workout. After a workout, though, that's done. After the Super Bowl, those are going in the trash. Those are burned. I'm burning them. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Any luck they had is gone.
Luck isn't filth. And that's what I'm going to say. Yeah. I'm going to send them a shirt that says luck is not filth.
I would say luck is cleanliness.
It is. That's all I have, guys. That's my Can You Stand It.
Do you have anything that you love so bad?
I worry this is going to be very, very fun. But I, as I said, I travel a lot. I like healthy snacks. And it's tough. It's tough to get healthy snacks. And I recently found these things. They're called Brahmi Lupini. They are, it's Italian. It's from Italy. They're lupini beans. And they're flavored. And they're low. They're very little of a fat or sugar or anything. And they're just flavored garlic and rosemary, hot chili. So I've been eating them like one bag a day. So I really do want to say I can't stand how much money I'm spending on these Brahmi Lupini beans because they cost a lot because they're from Italy, I think, directly.
They sound expensive.
You're saying beans, but you said bag.
Yeah, it's a bag of beans. It's a bag of pickled lupini beans. And they don't go bad. And you can travel with them.
Don't tell Amber this. No.
I need these, you know, I go on these airplanes and what are the snacks? I was in France. I performed in France and I flew back. They had three different helpings of chocolate on the one flight. I said, I can't do this. I'm not eating my chocolate on the plane. I need some Brahmi Lupini beans. And I whipped them out. Okay, I said, I may be in France, but I'm going Italian today.
The elephant in the room. You got gas, don't you? I mean, let's just talk about it. Okay, we talked about Mahomes' pants.
Look, what's if you want on? To avoid the gas, you got to afford first class. But if you're back in business class with me, you got to deal with it. It's worth it.
Yeah,
at least the Brahmi Lupini, it's different flavors. So, you know, maybe it's garlic and rosemary gas. Maybe it's hot jalapeno.
A little chili gas.
This does make me want to try it.
Really? I'm serious. Try it. It's really good.
Lupini beans. Can I get them at the grocery?
Yeah, but like it's like I get it at the like nice little store in the East Village grocery store. So they're there. They're out there. And I just looked it up. You can't get it online. Okay. Yeah.
Lupini.
Check it out. Lupini.
Lupini. Not a rapper.
Mm. No.
That's what I would have thought. Okay. So my Can You Stand It? It's really special. Now, I also travel a lot. And anytime I travel, I'm like, oh, I really wish I had something.
Amber, familiar. If you say this, we're kicking you off the
show.
I'm
not going to say what you think. So whenever I'm out of town,
you are.
I like to go
can't stand this woman.
To the Cheesecake Factory.
Something that you don't know, sir, is that she says this for almost every Can You Stand It.
Yay!
I am sorry that she loves Cheesecake Factory. I think she's trying to become, you know, one of their spokespersons or something.
I should be.
Can someone out there in the United, it doesn't have to be anywhere in the world, help my sister find another fucking restaurant than the Cheesecake Factory?
No.
Is it good? Because I went when I was like, you know, in middle school, that was like a thing. See? You did. After you saw Casper in the movie theaters, you would go to the Cheesecake Factory. But is it okay?
Food? It's fine. It's stop. It's fine.
It's the best normal, food of all time.
It's a normal restaurant.
And your ass is why I'm not getting this endorsement. Cheesecake Factory is the best food in the entire world.
That's going to be a rough ad. Oh, it's Lord. Normal. It's normal. We know what you've heard. It's normal.
That might be their new thing. It's normal. Come on in. Anyone can eat here.
It is so good. Gianmarco, there is nothing you can order there that tastes bad. And that's true. They do not miss.
It's above TGI Fridays. That's what you're talking. It's above a TGI 100%. Fridays and chili.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
But that's good. I'll take it.
But
it's
do good. You need to be going there four times a week? You absolutely do not.
Not enough.
And if you think I'm joking, she lives there. She can walk in and be like, my usual. They know her there. She'll be like, that's a new worker. That's Timothy. He just started 2 weeks ago. It's too much. Okay. It's too much.
What flavor cheesecake are you getting?
Oddly, I don't really get a lot of cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory. But my favorite used to be Dutch apple cheesecake. They stopped making it. I know. So I had to learn how to make my own cheesecake.
Amber does love to make. She's been making cheesecake since she was tiny. She would always make us cheesecake at home. So she does know how to make cheesecake.
Really?
And maybe that's why her heart is tethered.
I haven't seen cheesecake in a while. I feel like it's kind of fallen out of favor. I haven't seen one in a good long while.
A cheesecake?
Yeah, maybe I'm going to the wrong parties, but I haven't seen one in a bit.
Cheesecake doesn't travel well. You can't just be leaving it out and stuff. It gets warm and that makes you sad.
Come to the Cheesecake Factory with us. We'll be there tomorrow if you need some cheesecake. So,
yay.
Yeah.
We will be there tonight, and that's not a joke.
That should, Dumois should have you there every day, like spotted at the Cheesecake Factory for the fifth day in a row.
They can just write that ahead of time. I'll be there. I will definitely be there. How dare you say it's not absolutely excellent? You guys. Know it's good. You know it's good.
It's good. It's great. Okay. I apologize. Don't cry because Amber's going
to
cry
after
this.
Me. Apologize to the Cheesecake.
Oh, boy. And next week, we will be talking about the Cheesecake Factory.
Yay.
And guys, that's that. We didn't cry. We made a new friend. Thank you, Gianmarco.
Thanks.
Was it wrong that I rolled the
L?
No,
was wrong.
Was it wrong?
Grazie. Okay. No, it's wonderful. Thanks,
racist. Keep up with Gianmarco by following him on Instagram at Gianmarco Soresi. You want to put an extra C in there? Keep it. Keep your dang second C. Gianmarco, do you have any parting words for everyone listening?
Oh, God. I remember what my high school basketball coach always used to tell me. You miss 100% of the shots you take.
And then he kicked you off the team.
Guys, follow Gianmarco and follow us at Amber Ruffin and at Lacey Lamar 1. If you like what you heard, say something nice and rate and review us. And if you didn't like what you heard, eat shit. Hey, fuck you.
Again, Dad, I did not say that. I know you know our voices. That was Amber. I didn't say that I love you.
Just kidding. I love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.